Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is clear and mild. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies throughout the day. Haifa will see similar conditions, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported a Hamas delegation is heading to Egypt for negotiations on the second phase of a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the IDF continues its strikes in the Gaza Strip, resulting in the deaths of a Hamas commander and a senior operative. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported a warm meeting between Netanyahu and Trump, focusing on strategies against the Ayatollah regime. They discussed preventing nuclear weapons and increasing pressure on Iran. Also this hour, JNS described the Netanyahu-Trump meeting in Washington as positive and productive. This comes as Trump continues to explore negotiations with Iran. Separately, 24 News highlighted how Trump and Netanyahu are united in their stance against Iran's nuclear ambitions. And finally, from the forward, Netanyahu is set to meet Trump with discussions centered on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared minutes ago that a U.S. official told I-24N, EWS, about a major attack involving Iran launching at least 4 ballistic missiles toward a U.S. base in Jordan. Emily Schrader reported explosions at a U.S. air base in Jordan following a ballistic missile launch from Iran. Avi Meyer, an analyst, discussed the failure of the Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and Iran, questioning the next steps following Netanyahu's visit to the White House earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Gaza. According to the Jerusalem Post, a Hamas delegation has traveled to Egypt to discuss the next phase of a ceasefire. This development coincides with ongoing IDF operations targeting Hamas leadership. The implications for residents in the region include potential shifts in the humanitarian situation as ceasefire talks progress. Turning to the meeting in Washington, Israel Hayom reported that Netanyahu and Trump spent 90 minutes discussing Iran. They focused on preventing Iran's nuclear weapon development and applying pressure on the Ayatollah regime. This dialogue is pivotal as it shapes future geopolitical strategies in the region. Meanwhile, discussions continue regarding Iran's nuclear ambitions. I-24 News emphasized the unified front presented by Trump and Netanyahu. Their collaboration aims to block Iran's nuclear capabilities. This unity could influence diplomatic relations and military strategies in the Middle East. Meanwhile, The Forward noted that Netanyahu's agenda with Trump includes key issues like Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. This meeting is crucial as the American administration considers expanding its Middle East policy. The outcome could affect alliances and regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports escalating tensions in the AI sector as China and the U.S. clash over the moonshot's Kimi model. Washington accuses the Chinese startup of technology theft, while Beijing claims it's an effort to contain China's AI growth. Separately, Walla Business highlights the Israeli government's move to inject 1 billion shekels into high-tech startups. This funding aims to support companies facing financial strain. The expansion of the budget could be a lifeline for startups struggling to sustain operations. And finally, Globes reveals that Tel Aviv home prices are falling sharply according to a study by real estate appraiser Dr. Asaf Gastfreund. In two neighborhoods, prices have dropped by over 23% since 2023. This trend could impact the real estate market and housing affordability in the city. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.